take from me a great part of myself. Use me well, and sister, prove such a wife as my thoughts make thee, and as my furthest ban shall pass on thy approof. Most noble Anthony, that not a piece of virtue which is set betwixt us as the cement of our love to keep it builded be the ram to batter the fortress of it. For better might we have loved without this mean upon both parts this be not cherished.
Make me not offended in your distrust.
I have said.
You shall not find, though you be there incurious, the least cause for what you seem to fear. So, the gods keep you and make the hearts of Romans serve your ends. We will hear. Pardon.
Farewell, my dearest sister. Fare thee well. The elements be kind to thee. Make thy spirits all of comfort. Fare thee well.
My noble brother.
The April's in her eyes. It is love's spring, and these are showers to bring it on. Be cheerful.
Sir, look well to my husband's house. And...
what, Octavia?
I'll tell you in your ear.
Her tongue will not obey her heart, nor can her heart inform her tongue. The swan's down feather that stands upon the swell at the full of tide, and neither way inclines.
Will Caesar weep?
Why, in Avaris, when Antony found Julius Caesar dead, he cried almost to roaring. Yeah. And he wept when at Philippi he found Brutus slain.
That year, indeed, he was troubled with a rheum.
Oh, sweet Octavia, you shall hear from me still. The time shall not outgo my thinking.
Come, sir, come. I wrestle with you in my strength of love. Look, here I have you. Thus I let you go and give you to the god.
Adieu. Be happy.
Let all the number of the stars give light to thy fair way.
Farewell. Farewell.
Farewell.